Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Have a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Robert Mateer. Bob is a 15-year member of our Brain Trust and former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, former member of the Federal Open Market Committee. We're talking about the Fed. In the last segment, Bob, I mistakenly said what the Fed is going to do. Obviously, they met Tuesday, Wednesday. They've actually met, and they have made their decision. Tell us what they said.
It was as expected and as has been recently. They didn't change anything significantly. Their rhetoric in the statement sounded a little more confident that the economy was stronger, and the stock market went down considerably yesterday, but from what I can tell, it was earnings report rather than the Fed.
They've had a lot of bad earnings reports, yeah.
Yeah. So the Fed used the term patient for the second time.
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably have to drop that pretty soon if they're really going to do any normalization towards the middle of the year.
I predict
most people are projecting that that'll be later than they formerly thought, given all the turmoil right now.
I predicted that they would not raise rates this year. How far off will I be?
Well, you're getting righter and righter. I don't know if you're right, but you're getting closer and closer, I think.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure the impact of the other economies on the U.S. with the dollar strengthening partly because of that, hurting our exports. I'm not sure that the Fed's going to be, even if the U.S. economy picks up a little bit, I don't think it's going to leap off the ground enough to warrant any kind of tapping on the brake of the economy with an interest rate increase. That's been my position. What do you think?
Yeah, well, the things that are going on internationally are affecting in both ways. The dollar getting stronger is because everybody else is devaluing against the dollar.
Right.
And that's a headwind. It's mm-hmm. making it harder for us. On the other hand, their interest rates in Europe are still much lower than ours, and money has been flowing from Europe to the U.S., and that's pressing our interest rates down.
Right.
And that's not a headwind, that's a tailwind.
Right. It's also boosting our stock
market. So it's a strong wind out there coming from both directions.
Mm-hmm. But is the Fed, aren't they really, though, running out of, I mean, they've always had kind of a sledgehammer kind of a weapon in a lot of ways, but are they running out of ammunition?
Well, they'd like to get their interest rate thing back in their quiver.
Yeah.
They've been out of that for a few years now, and one of the reasons they'd like to normalize is to put them in a position where they can ease again in the future. Right now, mm-hmm. the only thing they've got is quantitative easing, and they've done that so long that I'm sure they don't want to keep on.
One of the things that I attribute to this moribund recovery is the policies coming out of Washington, and I lay a lot of it at the foot of President Obama. His anti-business rhetoric, his anti-business ideology, and some of the policies he's passed, like Obamacare, etc., those have been major depressors of economic growth, in my opinion. Is that kind of thing discussed at the FOMC meetings?
I doubt it. That would be too political to discuss that.
But I mean, would they?
However, I'm sure most of the people in there agree. I think you're absolutely right about it, and it is a huge elephant in the room. But I think it doesn't get discussed formally.
But would they discuss the policies maybe without the politics? Would they lament?
The impact of Obama has been to make this recovery over time weaker. It's finally gotten some momentum and gotten stronger, but it should have been this strong 2 or 3 years
ago. We ought to already be at 3-4%, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
That's the normal course of things here in America. And what do you see the rest of this year looking like? We've got about 30 seconds. Do you see the U.S. economy? What would you say by the end of the year, what the U.S. economy would have grown?
2.5 to 3%.
Okay. Which is a little better than what we had
the last two quarters.
Yeah, yeah. Overall, yeah, I think you're right. In fact, that's one of the things that I had put in my predictions. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. And we appreciate your service to this country as you have given it over the years. And we look forward to our next visit.
Thank you, Jim.
Bob McTeer, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, Forbes.com. You can find his contributions there. And also NCPA.org. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.